Welcome to the 10X podcast, where you can start or scale your handyman business. 10X is a mindset in the handyman business.
With the 10X Handyman podcast, and today we're talking about the 15 questions that you need to ask yourself before you start a handyman business. I've been in the handyman business for almost 10 years, and I've seen hundreds of people come and go in the handyman business. A lot of people get into it thinking that they're going to instantly make millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars in the handyman business, and they don't realize the work that goes into it and the sacrifice from owning your own business. I remember when my husband and I got into this business, we hit the ground running, but we had another business partner that for her first full week of the business, she just didn't show up to the office. So whether it be you, a business partner, a spouse that's starting the business with you, there are some essential questions to ask yourself before you start in the handyman business. Starting a handyman business is exciting, but it's also nerve-wracking. It's going to be one of the biggest investments in time that you make in your life into starting a business. Not just financially, but emotionally as well. Doing it right means taking on a lot of responsibilities and making a lot of sacrifices. It also means that you're going to have to work harder than you've ever worked before. Now, for these reasons, handyman business ownership is not for everyone. Just like that partner I was telling you about, she only lasted a few years. You have to have the right skills, the right personality, and be committed to operating a business and the trouble that can occur before you even make your first sale. So before you start planning your handyman business, let's start to take a hard look at yourself and your business partners, your family, your finances, and give honest to God answers to some of these very, very important questions. The following questions are going to help you weigh your personal characteristics and beliefs against the realities of handyman business ownership. Now, don't worry if you find a couple of questions that you've got a few doubts and weaknesses, but you want to make sure that the majority of these questions you answer and answer them honestly. Not every skilled profession you get into are you going to be a perfect match. Not every career you get into are you going to be a perfect match. But if you find the majority of these questions troubling, you might want to rethink your decision to get into the handyman business. So let's go into the 15 questions to ask yourself before getting started into a handyman business. Number one, are you willing to accept the responsibilities of operating and running your own handyman business? Forget this tidy little set of responsibilities that come with the position in corporate life. When you run a business, you are in charge of everything, from opening the doors to cleaning up at night or cleaning up the mess that some of your employees can make. You are responsible for the finances of the business. You are in charge of everything. Then when you go home, you worry about it. The hours are long. It is a high degree of stress. And you have to have enough time to do it. You'll have to deal with customers and employees and jobs. You're responsible for the finances and dealing with taxes. You're going to have a lot of forms to fill out and sign a lot of checks. Make sure you understand what you're getting into. A handyman business owner, you have the responsibilities. You're the one that has to get it done. No matter what your previous jobs have been, the buck stops with you. If you understand the simple fact, you're going to be able to take on those responsibilities of owning a handyman business. Two, are you comfortable with making hard decisions? I didn't totally understand this when I got into the handyman business. Before I started in the handyman business, I was a social worker. I dealt literally with life and death issues. I thought I was prepared for the handyman business. You make decisions as the handyman business owner for your livelihood. Not just your livelihood, but the livelihood of your employees. Your customers' homes are your responsibility. Many times you've got to make tough decisions. Maybe you've got to lay people off. I've been there. I fired some good people that made some bad choices. Your business falls on hard times. You're going to have to make those difficult decisions. It's going to require decisiveness, mental toughness, and resolve. If you have trouble facing tough choices, this could be a huge problem area for you. Do you think owning a business is going to be easy money? Easy, quick, fast money? This wouldn't be for you. Think again. Many people actually end up sacrificing their income to open their business, at least at first. That's the price they have to pay for freedom, flexibility, and independence in opening their own business. If you're thinking about giving up a promising career with a lucrative income to start your handyman business, be realistic with your financial needs and what they are and what your business is going to require. Remember, you're building a business. It could take weeks, months, or even years to get to the income level that you're expecting. On the other hand, you might have to sacrifice some money to reward yourself in being your own boss. Many people have found that it's worth every penny in starting their own handyman business. Three, are you starting a handyman business out of desperation? This is a very real concern, especially after the Great Resignation of 2022. A huge number of experienced businessmen and businesswomen have been cast adrift in the job market and downsizing with the upcoming recession. If you're one of these people that are thinking about starting a handyman business and it's your only option, be very careful. You could risk your future security and sacrifice the finances that are to come. The world of the handyman business ownership is vastly different than the corporate world. Make sure that you recognize these differences before you make the move and start your own handyman business. Four, are you organized? The day-to-day operations in a handyman business is several responsibilities. Let's consider an average day. You maybe need to do payroll, talk to suppliers, do estimates, meet with customers, complete jobs, pay bills, work on a new advertising pamphlet, or prepare tax forms. At the same time, you're also going to have to service those jobs that you have on the books on time. There's always something that's unexpected. Your truck needs a new part. The air conditioning conks out. An employee calls in sick. As a handyman business owner, you're going to need to keep many balls in the air all at one time. Juggling these responsibilities will directly be affected by the success to juggle those balls. If you're well organized, you have a list of things you need to do, and you do them throughout the day. Now, if you get interrupted, you'll pick up where you left off without a problem. But if at the end of the day you just pick up and don't finish those things, you're going to leave things unfinished, and you can have unhappy customers, unhappy accountants, unhappy bankers, unhappy employees. Procrastinators do not do well in business. If you get behind in this business, you can be sunk. Question number five, are you creative? It's an asset in a handyman business to be creative. No matter how great your service, you're the one that's going to be selling it. You're going to be marketing. You're going to be advertising. It's going to be critical to get your customers' attention and encourage them to buy your services from you. If you have a creative streak, whether it be copywriting, graphic design, or even an offbeat sense of humor, it will be an invaluable asset to your handyman business. This is doubly true in the handyman business, since your customers can't really see the items they're purchasing from you in the flesh. You need to have a good written and verbal communication in a description for your promotional materials in your handyman business. Six, are you flexible? If an idea or plan doesn't work out, especially in the construction business, you can waste yourself time, energy, and tons of money. You need to be able to be innovative and have an alternative solution quickly. Flexibility and adaptability are key. You need to be focused on the goal and try several different paths to get there. You can stall in many remodeling and construction projects. At this point, you need to come up with something new. Remember, every business plan and every business can benefit from a fresh look every once in a while. And even when things seem to be going just fine. Question number seven, are you goal-oriented? This is obviously very important in the business aspect. As a handyman business owner, you need to have goals that are very simple and crystal clear. Let's talk about gross sales and net profit. A good handyman business approaches every year with new goals and forces them throughout the year. Let's say your gross sales for your first year is $500,000, but your net profit was $100,000. Now for the following year, maybe you want to increase that by 20% or to $600,000 with a gross profit of $120,000. Achieving and succeeding and surpassing those figures will drive you every single day. Goal-oriented people also plan for the future. Eventually, maybe you want to expand your services or your market. You'll have a long-term plan in expansion in every aspect of your business. Eight, are you an optimist? Having the right mental attitude can make or break a business. When you fall on hard times, you have to keep an upbeat attitude and look at the positive side of things and riding out the storm. This is very true in the handyman business. By nature, it's peaks and valleys. So sometimes the hardest times are in the first year or two of business. You might be spending months getting ready, launching your business, getting the advertising together, sending out that first email, expecting to be jam-packed with jobs. You send out that email and a few jobs trickle in and then crickets. This isn't unusual, but knowing that, you're probably still going to worry. The type of person that goes, this isn't for me. I don't think I can do it. It's probably not for you. You have to have a positive mental attitude to weather the bad times and work hard, and the good ones will arrive much sooner than later. Nine. Have you got any experience in running a handyman business? Have you ever done any sort of handyman services? Have you got experience in sales, accounting, advertising, marketing, personnel management, taxes, or any other kind of business-related services? This could be a plus for a handyman business owner. Experience with computers, social media, scheduling, estimating, and communications are the livelihood of your business. They're the lifeblood of your business. So you have to have some sort of hands-on experience or be willing to learn. 10, do you enjoy working with people? No, not necessarily. Will you have somebody in front of you 24/7 when you're doing the work? But you're going to have to be able to interact with people. You're going to be the one doing the estimates. You're the one sending them out. You're going to be the one communicating with the customers. If you're bad at communication, this might not be the business for you. There's tact, there's patience, there's understanding. When a customer is unhappy, are you going to be able to handle that? Are you going to be able to make them happy no matter what it takes? Now, I realize 1 in 100 customers you're never going to make happy, but could you go bend over backwards, meet them halfway, talk to them personally on a phone call, do an overnight delivery, refund their money, give them a handwritten note? What can you do to make them happy? Be cheerful and upbeat, and it will be reflected in their behavior. You will have tough times. You will have Karens as customers. You will have some people that somebody peed in their Cheerios before you got there, and nothing you do will make them happy. But if you're lucky, 99% of the customers will be easy to deal with. 99% of your employees will be easy to deal with. But you will have a few that are unpleasant, lazy, incompetent, or even dishonest. Motivating them will be a challenge. If you can't change their behavior, you will have to fire them. Number 11, are you comfortable in dealing with money? If you would have asked me this question when I started my business 10 years ago, I would have said no. That's how I got into trouble, by having a CFO that ran our business into bankruptcy and us personally into bankruptcy. Some people are terribly inept at finances, just like my previous CFO. Others can do it, but they hate it. Numbers are facts and numbers don't lie. Like it or not, financial management is inescapable in the handyman business ownership. You're dealing with complex monetary issues, from financing business to handling day-to-day receipts. You're the one responsible for paying the bills. You're the one for making the bank deposits. You're the one who does payroll. You're the one that's doing taxes. You might be handling substantial amounts of cash and credit cards, and there are certain risks inherent in that responsibility. You're the one also making the business plans. These are detailed projections of your income and expenses for a given period of time, usually 3, 6 months, or a year. It's quite simple. You're going to want to maximize your income and minimize your expenses, but take careful planning and budgeting. What are the minimum staffing expenses going to be to operate the business? What's your overhead going to be? Are you brick and mortar? Do you have bills to pay? How much can you spend on advertising? When are the taxes due? How will you determine the prices of your services? What will the shipping and shipping charges be for your business, if you have any? Any financial experience you might have will help you with your business. And if you like this type of activity, it's going to be an advantage. But if you find it burdensome, you'll have to deal with it. You're going to have to deal with the ramifications of your inability to take care of the finances in your business. And believe me, after going through that a few years ago, it is much easier to know your finances than to go through not having any. 12, are you financially prepared to open a handyman business? Starting a business requires money. You can't start a business with nothing nowadays. You have to have some sort of money to start your LLC or your incorporation, or even get a DBA. You have to have money for marketing. You have to have money for tools. You need money for training in your handyman business. The nice thing about it is you can do a bare bones and start your business in your spare time. You can start with a relatively low amount of capital to start your handyman business. But if you have big dreams, like I've always had in the handyman business, you're going to need more money. If you're planning a full-time handyman business with numerous services and tools that are needed, the startup costs are going to be considerably higher. You want to think about some of those considerations that come into play in starting your handyman business. Some people say you need a year's worth of savings to prepare for starting your business. While that might be an unrealistic goal for you, are you willing, do you have money for the risk that you're going to take on? Do you have money if there was a catastrophe in your business? Take a careful look at your finances. How much capital are you willing to risk? Are you willing to personally sign for business loans? Do you have any collateral? Do you have cash in case of an emergency? If you don't have enough business money to start the business yourself, are you willing to take on a partner or partners? Also, when you take on partners, you have to remember you're going to have to hear their voices and listen to their opinions and take them into consideration. And also, these are questions to ask your partner, because I didn't ask my partner any of these questions. One of them, it's worked out tremendously well. The other one ended up us getting rid and removing that partner from the business because she did not have a clue about anything. Are you risking your entire financial future on the business? Undercapitalization is the reason that small businesses fail in the United States. Many people get entrepreneurial fever and start a business on a shoestring, but are unprepared when the bad times start. If you can't afford to start your business with a comfortable financial cushion beneath you, you would be taking a risk you can't afford. I remember one handyman started with our franchise. He got the money that was needed to start the business by borrowing the money from his father. Within the first month of his business, he did $25,000 in business. But he had $35,000 in expenses and not an extra $10,000 to take care of those expenses because he wasn't prepared. He was undercapitalized. He was out of business within 60 days. Keep that in mind. Undercapitalization is the cause of failure of more small businesses in America than anything. 13, is your family ready to make a commitment? Whether your family is actively involved in the business ownership or it's just going to have an effect on them, you need to have a conversation with your family. Are they going to be involved in the day-to-day operations or not? If they're not, they're not going to see you very often. They're not going to see you hanging around on evenings and weekends, and this could cause major problems in your family. Your kids are going to have to make some adjustments. You might not be there for little league games, dance recitals, school plays, or even other childhood events. There might be some financial adjustments for your family. You might have to run a tight ship for a few years. Some of the luxuries that you've had before might be gone by starting a business. It's really important to think about potential family problems early in the process. Sit down together. Talk about what you're doing. It means changing the family dynamics day to day. And you need to see how they feel about it. Their support's going to make the difference of making your business or breaking your business. It's going to be stressful. The last thing you need is a family crisis. The other side of the coin is your family could help you with the business like mine did and bring you together. The dynamics of a family is very volatile, and you want to make sure that everyone is interested in what you're doing. A major question will be, if they're going to help you with the business, who's the boss? There's a clear line of authority drawn. Are you and your spouse going to be equals in the ownership and the operation of the handyman business? Are you going to be able to listen to each other's consideration without judgment? Are you going to have problems running the company together? Have you and your spouse been married for years and still can't agree on the soap you use in the shower? If that's a problem, you may have trouble. I saw two or three people get into handyman franchises over the last 3 years, 3 to 5 years, that they thought that starting a handyman business would bring them and their spouses closer. I saw two of those three end in divorce. If you can't agree on simple things in your marriage, do not start a business together. Number 14, can you handle stress? It comes with the territory. Running a handyman business can be physically and mentally taxing. You don't have a lot of time to worry about money. It comes with the territory. There's long hours. There's responsibility, dealing with customers, worrying about money, especially if you don't have any. It can take a huge emotional toll. Some people thrive on stress. It actually makes them perform better. There are others who can't handle stress at all. There are some that remain calm and others that react quickly with anger. Others fall apart when things get hectic. What kind of person are you going to be in business? Number 15, are you in good health? Running a handyman business can be physically taxing. You may have to spend a lot of your time on your feet and not get as much sleep as you'd like. You have to eat properly. You have to exercise regularly. These activities in business take a fair amount of physical stamina. Take inventory of your physical health. Do you have chronic problems that might prevent you from operating a handyman business effectively? Remember, when you own your business, you have to be there day after day. A long absence because of a serious illness could spell disaster for your handyman business. In conclusion, these questions might be heart-wrenching and difficult to consider, but are essential if you want to consider whether you're really well ready and willing to run and scale your own handyman business. Once you've verified that you're capable of taking on this hard road, it can be extremely rewarding with freedom, flexibility, and independence. Just remember why you started this business and how it's going to benefit you in the long run. For more information about starting your handyman business, go to thehandymancoach.com/10x or email me at handymanbusinessfundamentals@gmail.com to get started now. I'm Christy Ogle with 10x Handyman, and thank you for joining me for the 15 questions to ask yourself before you start a handyman business.
Thank you for joining us for the 10X podcast. I am Christy Ogle, host of the 10X podcast. Join us next week.